Okay, guys, so I'm going to put Mr. Alex Neve. He's the Secretary General of Amnesty International in Canada. So, you know, it's one of the biggest human rights organizations in the world. So I have him on speaker right now. So hopefully we can see if we can get him to speak and hear him out here. Okay, Mr. Alex, I'm going to put you right to the speaker.
All right. Thanks very much, Feroz. I hope this is coming through. Dear friends, while I cannot be there at the demonstration today, I assure you that both I personally and Amnesty International, right across the country and in fact around the world, stand certainly in solidarity with you today in this very important rally, but most importantly, stand completely and entirely with the people of Yemen as we mark what is obviously an unbelievably tragic and sorrowful anniversary, the fourth anniversary of this devastating, disgraceful conflict that has become such a horrific humanitarian and human rights catastrophe. And Amnesty International across Canada and around the world will continue to press all governments who bear responsibility for the war crimes, for the humanitarian toll of the crisis, to relent, to stop the abuses, to take action that will ensure that civilians are kept safe, that children are kept safe, that the internally displaced have their needs addressed. And we will certainly not cease in our determination to press the Canadian government, and I know this is a deep concern for everyone who has gathered today, to halt the unacceptable, illegal agreement to sell $15 billion worth of light armored vehicles to Saudi Arabia at a time when there is every reason to believe that those arms could be used in the fighting in Yemen, could be used in the commission of war crimes. It is absolutely unacceptable that Canada continues to move forward with this, that we continue to hear assertions from the government that it would be too expensive to halt this. There can be no price tag on complicity in war crimes. There can be no price tag on the lives that are at stake in Canada contributing to the war and fighting in Yemen in this way. And it's absolutely essential that we not relent, that we continue to speak out loudly and clearly, demanding that Canada put a halt to this terrible deal. So thank you for the opportunity to share a few words of solidarity with you. I wish I could be with you in the sunshine this afternoon, but thank you so much for being there on our behalf.
Thank you,
Mr. Alex Neve. We appreciate also your endorsement on our letter and working to edit the letter in the best manner. And you also endorsed last year's letter, and we hopefully will support a lot of your initiatives in the future. Work together on building bridges for peace and to stand against injustice and bring equality and justice to the Canadian people and to the international community. We appreciate it very much, and thank you very much for your speech right now that you gave. It was very precise, very right to the point, and it was something that we all needed to hear again. Thank you very much.